The reason I went with gyms is because you buy into a system and that system provides you with all that the ground up work that you need. So that's the main thing. You have so much support from your franchisee and your franchisees. There's so many people, there's so many years of experience combined that you can just talk to. You can just grab all that and just take away with it. So you follow what they say, then you can adjust it to yourself and you'll be fantastic. It's just fantastic. Great.
So today on the Gyms Mowing podcast, the Gyms Group podcast, I'm joined by Samuel Chin, and you're from up in Gyms Mowing, Queensland. And people might recognize you from, we did a video with you ages ago when we were down at head office here. I think this is back in the day when we did a lot of short clips in training, and I remember you're from one of those clips. You had a lot of great enthusiasm, really great, a bunch of attitude. So it's great to be able to catch up with you. And I looked on the system as well before I jumped on, and perfect 5-star record. So you've been going for more than a year and a half now, and you know, you've got great feedback from your franchisor. I had looked through the notes, and we've got notes on the system here, and it's always a great positive discussion with your franchisor, Sam. So maybe just talk about your journey so far and how you've been going since you came down to training here at National.
Well, thanks for that, Joel. Ever since I came down to National for the training, yeah, it's been sort of a trying to get on the road as fast as I can. It was the middle of the winter at the time, so during that period was just sort of getting to learn the ropes, you know, just do everything one by one, step by step. It was a good period as well, and you know, with the help of my franchisors, they really put me towards the right direction. And with that time, it was I was able to adjust and learn how everything, how I can quote, how I can do the jobs, or just sort of take my time, you know. As a new franchisee, you get that, you know, with as you slowly build up, you get that chance to sort of just take your time and learn. I say, like, have a bit of quality over quantity. You know, don't rush things. Just take your time and make it perfect. And then, and I suppose I just sort of treated my customers the way I would want to be treated too. You know, just be nice and, you know, always want to be always smiling and be happy. And I think that sort of reflects back on them, and they can see that, you know, and they're very happy to pass on the good feedback.
And what were you doing prior, Sam? I can't remember what you told me down here, but what were you doing prior to the Gyms Mowing franchise?
Before I joined up with Gyms, I was a floor manager trainer at the casino down in
here. Yes, that's right. Yep. Yes.
So I did that for about 5 years and then left that, did a little bit of real estate for about a month, and then wasn't really good for me. So, and then, yeah, saw a bit of
gyms. You seem like an honest, nice person. That's why real estate wasn't for you. But not bagging out real estate, it's a good customer for that. But I was going to say, though, how's the change then been from some completely unrelated? I remember speaking to you down here, you said you really want to be at a really good business and all that sort of stuff. So how have you found the change for one, and how's sort of the money been? You don't have to say how much you've been earning, but how have you found it compared to what you're doing previously as well?
Oh, fantastic. Look, first of all, when I saw a gym's franchise being advertised online, that sort of, and I had a little bit of information about it, I was very interested, you know, about how much that they can earn every week and every month and whatnot. And so, yeah, when I jumped on board, I was really amazed, you know, with how much you can really make. And the main thing for me is sort of lifestyle and balance. You can definitely earn maybe 2 times, 3 times, 4 times as much, or, you know, it goes to infinity almost, but you definitely earn a lot more than what you might have been previously doing. It all comes with sort of effort as well. When you put in a bit of effort, it all sort of reaps back the rewards. It's just amazing, you know, the control that you have. Never really realized that before until you actually put yourself into that sort of situation, and then it just changes everything.
You were happy found running your business. Would you ever go back to employment again after doing what you're doing?
definitely. I don't think I would. Not in this lifetime. It's very... After having that sort of freedom and control and being able to take time when I need to have time, and or just setting things right when I want to do things, it's been amazing.
And how was your first couple of weeks then, Sammy? Because I know you guys got a really good tight Facebook group in your region, and I had to set it up so I get notified of stuff, and I saw you posting some stuff about what I do here or that sort of thing, which is great. So how did you go in your first couple of weeks as well, getting these sorts of skills? Because it can be quite daunting coming from a completely unrelated field to what you're doing. How did you find that, the early days of the business?
Ooh, back in those early days? Yeah, it was just an adjustment period. Luckily, I did do a bit of time with my franchisor, and he set me up with some other experienced guys. And during that time, I was doing the run with them. I was learning a lot more than I would have done if I tried to do everything by myself or just watch videos and all that. Yeah, through that, it was just sort of getting into the feel of how someone experienced with 15 plus years would do something. So I was just watching them, learning from them, working with them. And then when I went off and did it on my own, I just sort of followed that same sort of pattern. And then anything I didn't really know, I just sort of looked online, or I would ask my franchisor some tips and tricks, and there've been some real handy ones there. So, you know, it doesn't hurt to definitely ask them.
And what were some of the things you learned from then going out the experience, guys? Was just like how they structured their route, or how to deal with customers, or what was the sort of, maybe there's a couple of things you want to reveal that you learned that you might not have learned otherwise?
I suppose, yeah, one little trick is one that a lot of customers even ask me as well. It's just simple things like when you're trimming trees and hedges and whatnot, you just simply like lay down a tarp underneath it, and everything just falls on top and you can just wrap it up and bag it. Before, you know, I was struggling, just, you know, you're cutting everything, everything's everywhere, and it just consumes a lot of time. And then further on, you learn other things. I bag a lot of things now, and then I went from just throwing everything in to bagging everything up, making it organized, and everything just moving along much more smoothly now. So yeah, just little things like that. I suppose it's hard to remember everything, but yeah, it's little steps. And as well as like more recently, when everything became more better, I spoke to my franchisor about my runs and my schedule, and he's given me tips about what the other guys are doing, you know, the much more successful ones, and I sort of try to emulate that a little bit, and it's worked out pretty well.
Now, is that something like you maybe shift all your regulars to early in the week and keep some free slots, or how do you do that?
Absolutely, just as what you said. That was from the first 3-4 days, yeah, I wouldn't have my regulars on there, and then maybe I keep that last day just for a big once-off job that might happen. And if I need to work on the next day, that's fine. I can just add that one in. So yeah, that's worked out really well for me.
Enjoying the work overall, because it's a completely different field to what you're doing. So how are you enjoying doing what you're doing?
Oh, absolutely love it. Couldn't change it for anything else. You know, it's from being indoors to being outdoors, it's completely amazing. But it does have a bit of adjustment period. What I did find was I didn't have to go to gym as much or at all anymore. So it's really good exercise to get out there, just move on with that. And it wasn't very, I wouldn't say it's too difficult either. I'm just the sort of person who can learn on the job very fast. You know, if you're hands-on kind of person, then yeah, you can pick it up very fast. And it's just make sure you're doing things right and always ask questions.
And what's your secret to 5-star customer service? So you got a perfect 5-star rating. So what's your secret to customer service? Because it might sound like it's obvious things, but I know from, I use a lot of gyms franchisees in my house, but there's been a couple of times where we don't do the service and I've used a non-gyms person. I really notice the difference. So maybe you want to outline for you, from your point of view, why do you think you've got a perfect 5-star rating from every customer?
I suppose I think the main thing is communication for those 5-star customers. If I realize, if you respond to them quickly and in a very good manner, you know, don't be rude, learn who they are. That's the main thing, is learn what type of person they are and just sort of adjust the way you talk to them based on maybe their age or maybe their situation. Maybe if they're a little bit, you know, they're a little bit more timid, you know, try to be nice and try to make them open up a bit to you. If they're a little bit more laid back and friendly, you can also change the way you speak to them just to sort of match that sort of energy that they have. And I think from that, yeah, they just sort of, they like to return the favor for me. And yeah, so whenever I see that, I'm pleasantly surprised.
No, you got great customer feedback. I always have a look before I do. And yeah, you got a perfect rating. And what you just said is a fantastic bit of advice, I think, for people who don't realize. And I think it's like mirroring the person. Like if you're real high energy and you come in, a customer might be a bit more quiet and low down. You don't want to come in and start, you know, being over the top. It can definitely put them off. So mirroring that person's energy, you get that vibe, you know, pretty quickly is a really good bit of advice that you've said. And I was going to say as well, with your business, you're a sole trader still. Are you hoping to expand, or what do you want to do with your business?
Yep. So I am still working by myself. I do every once in a while bring on a friend or a casual to sort of help me out with those really, really big jobs, just turn a 2-day job into a 1-day job. But yeah, at this stage, I'm just sort of getting everything running along. I'm trying out a new invoicing system at the moment. And once I get that going, it should make everything pretty smooth and have someone else be able to use it as well without much restriction, or at least much input from my side. And once I get that going, yeah, I can look to expand and just grab a couple more employees, 1, 2, 3, et cetera.
And how's your work levels going as well? Are you on taking leads still? It's been crazy up there, obviously, with the weather. So how have you been finding it all with the work level?
Well, it's very strange this year. We've had 2 months where we were praying for some rain and we were almost crying. And then all of a sudden it's just downpour, unbelievable amounts. And I think it's just been crazier. I've been speaking to my franchisor and he's just saying all these unserviced leads, the amount of numbers is just, it's unbelievable. You know, I only see a certain amount for my area and he's telling me everything else is just all stacked up. So I'd say there's way too much demand at the moment. Love to get more people on board to take them on. And you'd be in no short of work if you ever jumped in right now. But yeah, be prepared.
And what about the equipment? From what type of equipment setup do you like to use? And what do you recommend maybe people look at? So just, we always love talking about gear on the podcast. So I'm going to run through what you use and why you use it.
I have all my equipment is, I have half petrol and half electric. All my gardening equipment is all electric because it's very light. I don't get fumes in my face. That's the biggest thing. I don't want to deal with fumes. And with my petrol gear, I make sure everything, I have all Honda, so everything is all just regular unleaded petrol. I'm not much of a mixing fuel and all that sort of person. So I just keep it very simple for me. Gardening equipment is electric, and then mowing stuff is generally all petrol. Except my mower, I do have an electric mower as well. And definitely, depending on what you're working on, I do have a ride on. I got a really small one, the 32-inch right standard B that gets through all the backyards. So I love it. You know, I think I do about 90% of all my jobs on ride-ons now.
Wow. Just
makes things fast. Saves a lot of energy. That's the thing is I base things based on how much energy level I have. So yeah, that really helps me maximize the run.
If your energy level's up, are you eating, drinking plenty? What do you recommend as your go-to food source? It's not something we talk about a lot. And I think a lot of franchisees neglect it. Sometimes they want to get through the work, but they forget to look after themselves a bit. So maybe how do you look after yourself? Is there some things you're doing?
Absolutely. I did have the exact same issue as well when I first started. I forgot to eat every now and then, but later on when you get adjusted to everything and you're not trying to rush and your brain isn't everywhere, you can calm down. You can have breakfast, something small usually. I wouldn't say small, something light, like maybe a cereal, maybe some bread or something for your breakfast. You don't want to have something too heavy because when you're out there, it might be a bit hard to find the toilets. So just be careful with that. And then lunchtime, just bring something on board that you can eat, usually, you know, with your hand, something small like a snack bar, nut bar, fruits. I like fruits, bananas, apples. They're very easy to eat just with your hands. And then yeah, you can just keep driving and whatnot and move along and then have a nice dinner.
And what's your normal week look like? Are you starting at 6 and finishing early, or what hours in the day are you working?
I'm a bit odd compared to everyone else. I start a little bit later because I've always been, before this, I was always a night owl. So instead of starting at 6, I'm more of a 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. sort of person. So I would start at 9, and in summertime, you can power through all the way till 6, 7 if you need to, because the sun's always up. But yeah, I try not to. I'll start a little bit later at 9 so I can get a bit more sleep in, and then just go through to about 5. If I finish a bit earlier, I'll take it, you know, I'll come home and relax.
Yeah. Well, it's not a bad thing. The neighbors, you might not get any angry neighbors coming out or something if you start at 9, so it's okay. But I was going to say as well, I forgot to ask you to start, Sam. How old are you actually?
I am 26 at the moment, and I started last year when I was 25.
25. And what do your friends and family think about what you're doing?
They've been pretty supportive. I wouldn't say, you know, my family, we're a little bit, you know, we let each other mind our own businesses. So, you know, they've just been sort of there and just happy. You know, they see that I'm doing pretty well and, you know, I'm not struggling or anything. So yeah, I try not to get them too, you know, worried about anything.
Because 25 running your own business, it can be quite, I definitely wasn't mature enough at that age to do it for sure. So it's pretty good feather in your cap to be running a really successful business already at 25 years old.
Well, the main trick was, the reason I went with gyms is because you buy into a system and that system provides you with all that, the ground up work that you need. So that's the main thing. You have so much support from your franchisee and your franchisees. There's so many people, there's so many years of experience combined that you can just talk to. You can just grab all that and just take away with it. So you follow what they say, you know, then you can adjust it to yourself and you'll be fantastic. You know, everyone, it's just fantastic. Great.
and you've got to have a good attitude, because I remember you have a great attitude. I think that's 90% of the battle with any gym's franchise is follow the system, as you said, and the great attitude. And John and Ian, how often do you talk to your franchisors, and maybe do you want to talk about what stuff do you go to them about? Is it just jobs or situations, or what are you going to them about?
In the earlier times there, we would talk very often, me and John. John handles more the existing franchisees. Ian handles the new guys. So it was sort of a switch between the two. But now I talk to John a bit more. What we do is when he gives me a call every month or so now, but back then it was every week, just to catch up and see how things were going. And if I had any questions, that's where I sort of learned the trick with the tarp and all that. And then eventually when he called me recently, it was more about scheduling and fixing up my clients and whatnot. I think if I ever speak to them though, it's normally just a question about what I do with a very specific situation. You know, maybe a customer has an issue with this, or I'm looking at a certain job and it might be a bit out of my scope, or I'm not too exactly sure what are the boundaries or what to do from here to there. It's just that sort of stuff. And usually they do have a pretty good answer for me. If not, I can reach out to any other experienced franchisees in the area.
So that's that as well. What about the technical side of the business? A lot of guys look at Jim's Mowing and come from a completely unrelated environment like you did. How long did it take you to feel technically proficient, let's say, with hedging or with these sorts of things? And you said a great thing before. You said you took your time, which I think was the perfect answer, that you take your time with it. But how long did it take you to sort of get up to a point where you thought, okay, I know exactly what I'm doing here?
From the get-go, it was, I'd say, after a month, I was getting into a pretty good routine. And I think with the routine, you just sort of being comfortable with all the equipment just comes along with it. It's a very quick transition. I was also watching videos of John Wild and whatnot, talking about hedging and gardening and all those sort of tips. So I was just sort of following that as well and just making sure that I was doing what he does. And it worked out. So in that time frame, yeah, I'd give it, could be a few weeks, could be a month. It's a very short transition period to go from nothing to something. It doesn't take very long because you're out there for hours doing it. So it comes pretty quick.
And do you recall your first week? How was the first time you received a lead, and how was that all like your first week? Because it can be quite daunting. And you know, I presume there's a moment where you're going, geez, this is my own business. I can't just sort of defer to someone else here. So what was that first week like?
Oh, my first week. I definitely remember my first day more than what the week was, because I actually received a job from a friend, a real estate friend that was asking for quotes here and there. And I brought my franchisor along, Ian, to help me quote that first day, because I had no idea what was supposed to do. And he gave me
he gave me
a good idea, get a journal, write everything down. And then I've still carried that on forwards, and I still use a book, even though I know exactly what this might be and that how long it's going to take. I still carry that book for back referencing. But yeah, that first week was, my first day, really, I had it pretty tough. You know, I underquoted pretty heavily. And I think I spent 10 hours in one area and had to do a quote in between. And it was a bit tough, but, you know, I felt like I was learning while earning at the same time. So, you know, that's how I look at it nowadays. And yeah, I think without that first tough day, I would not have gone to where I am now. So I think it's just, yeah, get out there, give it a go, adjust. You just tweak everything as you go along and it'll be fine. It's no big deal, you know, if you make mistakes.
Great attitude. I talk to a lot of franchisees and I ask them the same thing about their first day. So your first day, believe it or not, compared to a lot of other franchisees I know, is not that eventful. So it's good to hear that it wasn't too bad. But quoting is a big issue, as you would know. It can be very, very tough to just learn. So is it just for you? Was it just an experience thing? And you definitely felt the pain if you do underquote, because you know you're doing your job, which you should have probably done for a lot more.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's all just part of it. You can just expect it and you will 100%, you'll get better at it. And if you keep in contact with all your other franchisees and franchisors, you can get a pretty good idea of what you should be charging anyways. But how long it takes is very, very dependent on yourself and your experience. But as you get better, then you can increase your prices and whatnot because you're doing a shorter amount of time. Yeah, that is a pretty big issue. Just to get, not a big issue, it's just a thing to get used to.
Yeah.
But it's fine. The more you do it, and if you buy into an existing franchisee, you have a run, and then you know you'll know how long a certain size might take. So even if you just do your regulars and you have less experience quoting, just sort of go off your experience that you have with your run that you get.
Yeah, and you bought a new sale. If no, you bought a vacant, did you? Or
yeah, brand new. Yeah. This was just quoting off a friend who had a bit of trouble.
Yeah. And how long did it take you to build up your rounds, or how many regulars do you have currently as well?
I think I have about, last night, Jake, maybe around 60, 70 or so at the moment. And I do take a lot of once-offs as well, just with that extra day. I think it works out. I like having that once-off. It's just a big change from driving to spot to spot to spot. Having that balance is always good. I think doing one thing for too long can be a little bit mind-numbing and a bit tiring. So keep that pattern, you know, just change it up a bit, and then it'll keep you very interested and highly motivated.
No, I was just going to say, so you got around 60 or 70 regs, which is great, but you're saying you keep some time free so you can do those once-off big cleanups or things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's the main key to it. And then it really does help with income as well. If you need that bit of extra work, it's just keeping that day free.
And what about the services? Obviously, you do the lawn mowing and all that sort of stuff. You've mentioned some garden cleanups. Is there anything else you've been doing for customers?
I have done a bit of pressure washing too. That's another one you might be able to get into, especially in those winter times. Big cleanups, big spraying, gutter clearing as well. Yep. That happens a lot in winter as well. Yeah, and a bit of landscaping as well, laying down turf and whatnot and removing the existing ones. That's a good one to also get in winter as well.
How'd you go with that then? Because that's obviously you would have done that for the first time and you've had to probably learn on the go. So how'd you go with doing your first turf job?
A little bit daunting at the start, I'm not going to lie. But the main thing was during the training in National, I brought a big book, a big notebook, and I've written down, when they were explaining it, when John was explaining everything, I was pretty particular about that. So I wrote down step by step everything, even the drawings that he did, I wrote it all down in my book. And then I just sort of cross-referenced that with some information online and just matched the two. And then I was good to go. And then once I laid it out and did the job, I was like, this is fantastic. It's great money, you know, and not too hard as well. So yeah, definitely get into that. If you're a little bit worried about it, just give it a try. You know, yeah. Start small though. Don't start too big. Always start a little bit at a time.
Yeah, that's great advice. And there's so many resources that you can use for it as well. I was going to say, has there been anything that surprised you about doing the franchise? Like, you found you might have enjoyed it more? Is there anything that surprised you about doing it? Or is there any things that maybe some people should know that they probably don't know?
I think a lot of people are worried about the franchise costs and fees and whatnot. But if you read into it, you know, it's a very minimal cost for what it is. And it's quite fair for what it is. You know, it's based on rates rather than commission. So it's really, really fair. It's very uncommon as well. So I think it's just fantastic. You know, that's the main question about the franchise. What's gyms like and what's the fee is probably one of the biggest questions, the most questions I get about that. I say it's great. It's not that much. And it's the more you earn, it doesn't mean that you're going to fork out tons and tons of money. You know, it's great.
Yeah, it's the biggest misconception with gyms, isn't it? We always see it online with social media posts and someone says, oh, don't give gym 40% of your money. You know, do a few letterbox drops and you'll be busy as, and that's it. So because there is always the independent versus, you know, gyms mowing argument, because obviously you weren't unrelated, so gyms mowing is probably a perfect vehicle for you. But like, if you were an independent, what would you sort of say to them maybe to, because obviously they might go, I don't want to not do something that's not my name, but just from a lead gen point of view, like you don't have to worry, do you have to really worry about it, or are you still generating referrals, or does it all come through the call center, or how's that been from that aspect?
I think work has been great. Like all the leads that come in, you get so many, especially during summer. Winter's been pretty stable as well. Especially when I started, I was able to get, there's a system where you get a little bit more than the other experienced guys. So as soon as I started off in winter, I was able to kick things off, you know, above the pay for week guarantee.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. So, you know, I'd say definitely don't need to worry about it. You know, just go out there, try to get as much jobs as you can during that early period. And as I do have a friend that's an independent, we both started at a very similar time. So I do have conversations with him and his experiences. And I tell him my support group is just fantastic. You know, we, besides from having I think it was roughly monthly meetings, then we also have like barbecue and demo days as well that John and Ian set up. It's amazing. You know, they get all the dealerships out there and we get to test everything and maybe put some orders in. But those are just great, you know, it's more about like the community that we have. It's fantastic. You don't really get that if you start by yourself, which can be a bit tough. You know, you might have to just outsource, try to find people online, strangers and whatnot. And that's okay, but it's not quite the same as meeting a whole, you know, 50 other people and, you know, just having a chat and getting to know each other and just talk about everything, because we all have something in common.
Yeah, if you ever have to go on holidays or get injured, the boys will cover you and all that sort of stuff. And I know from looking the outside into your group's culture, you've got a really good culture with your group of Ian and John. You've got a lot of really good bonds, I can see, with people helping out. And I think that's the biggest thing for independents to realise is if they go on holiday or get sick or whatever or get injured for 2 months, their run's pretty much gone. Whereas with gyms, we have people who come in and help. And I think those meetings are really, really important just because – and it's great that the boys do that. Demo days and stuff. I've seen a few things. I do a really good job for you, but I think people underestimate being a small business owner how lonely it could be if you don't have other people, as you would know, it's your friend around doing the same thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. Like it is, you know, when you as lawn contractors, it's very few, far in between. Everyone's working all the time, and if there isn't someone trying to set up something that we can all gather and meet together, then you're mostly just by yourself all the time. So yeah, it really does help.
Absolutely. Well, Sam, thank you very much for your time today. It's great to be able to follow up with you. You had a great attitude. I remember your attitude from training. You're fantastic. I was really hoping you do well, and it's great to hear and see you're doing well a year and a half or nearly 2 years now since you've come to National. And for someone who's a young man that you're only 26 and you're already doing a successful small business, it's a massive credit to yourself and to your attitude, and well done. And thank you for coming on today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Joel. Really appreciate it.
No worries.
Thank you for listening to the episode of the More Than Just Mowing podcast by Jim's Mowing. If you do need help with your local gardening expert, please give us a call at 131 546 for Australia, 0800 454 654 for New Zealand, or head to jimsmowing.com.au or jimsmowing.co.nz. If you liked what you heard, please make sure you leave us a review as well. Wherever you consume your podcast, we appreciate your support. And until next episode, we hope you have a great week.